This could be the perfect Christmas episode, but because it's summer, it is just as fitting. How are you feeling about guilt? Guilt for taking a break, guilt for taking time for your family, not working, on vacation, even if you are in the midst of building your business. I'm breaking this issue down for you in this episode and giving you a solution or a outlook on a much bigger picture, so you will no longer feel guilty if you're taking a rest or anything else comes your way. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you are making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek, and thank you for listening today. It has been a wild, wild summer in Austria. It's only a week now till my take off to Curaçao. I'm spending some time at my sister's again, and the remaining days I will see my best friend and hang out with my mom, I guess, and then take the flight next week and fly back to the Caribbean. This summer has been different than any other. Last summer I have spent in Greece, in Amsterdam. My sister visited in Greece with my niece, and somehow I came pretty much prepared, and I kept that momentum during summer. I usually take off in winters, Christmas time, sometimes in between, but never in the summer. However, this summer turned out to be a little bit different. What is different is that I'm quite long here in Europe this time. It's 7 weeks. I've been out way too much. Dinners, drinks. That was all unexpected and unplanned. And kind of it threw me off. But it felt also like I needed to reconnect with these people. I needed to see my friends. I needed to explore the city I grew up in kind of again. And honestly, I had to slow down one way or the other because I'm not used to drinking and partying, and doing that midweek is a total disaster because I can tell you next day I am useless and will definitely not keep up with the momentum I thought I would be building over summer going into fall and winter. And yes, I felt guilty because I even took off time from content creating on social media, which is so not me. But I knew that I have podcast episodes out there that are giving me visibility, and I know there are more coming. So that content I haven't been putting out on social media was okay, that I have not made losses. I actually, quite the opposite, gained some time for myself, although the guilt was there, I have to admit. It's the first time since I am creating content that I missed out on posts. I was like, what, Ivana, you really? But it taught me something. And I can only tell you one thing about feeling guilty when taking a break while you're still building the business. The truth is that no matter how successful you are, you will be striving for more because this is just in our DNA of entrepreneurs, high achievers, people who want more than just the normal, people who want extraordinary, will always chase for more. You will reach a goal and you will ultimately look for the next one, not only because you like chasing goals and reaching goals, but it is one way or the other a passion that you are doing. You are bringing something to the world that is yours. You are changing people's lives. You are doing something that really, truly inspires you and fills up your cup. I'm not speaking about the marketing and all the stuff you need to learn in order to grow your business. That can be super draining. But in the end, you are doing something you really love and you will want to do more of that. It's natural. But when we look at the bigger picture, No matter if you have already achieved success or if you are in the midst of achieving it or if you have doubts that you might not achieve it because you take two big breaks in summer, let me tell you this. I've been reading a book that I just found at my sister's house. I remember giving her that book in a couple of years ago for her birthday. The book is called The Cafe on the Edge of the World, and it's all about giving purpose and meaning to your life. So now, seeing that your heart-led business is something that gives purpose to your life, I would still like to invite you to see the bigger picture. Understand one thing. If this is your purpose and this is something you committed to, no matter how often you pivot, how often you have to make changes, it becomes a value of your life that you are driven to do more out of your life than just what other people do, what the average person would do. Which you can easily compare to living a healthy lifestyle. If you chose once to live a healthy lifestyle and you are maintaining this your entire life, you will know that it is impossible to be 365 days a year perfect, to go to the gym every day, to eat healthy every day, because there are occasions in our life where we cannot keep up with that. May it be a party, may it be getting sick, may it be being exhausted from something else and just not following up 100% on the exact plan. But what happens immediately once you have the time and you have recovered from the unusual situation, let's say, you will pick it up again. No doubt. There is no question if you recover from a flu that you will go to the gym again. There is no question that after the party, you will probably eat healthy again. So developing that value that gives you the purpose, you don't have to be afraid to take breaks and not be afraid to never go back to your life work. But here's the bigger picture. You started creating this lifestyle, you started creating this business that gives you freedom, whatever freedom means to you, maybe the freedom to travel, to move around the globe, maybe the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones, with your children, maybe freedom to just be creative and not caught into a corporate contract, may it be to make more money than you ever can make in a corporate contract. Whatever your reason is, you started creating this to create more freedom. And finding yourself in a cage of having to work nonstop, not giving yourself a break, you are immediately going back into the same pattern that most of the people are living, which is working, 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 saving, saving, saving. And only then, once we reach pension, we can enjoy. This is how an average person thinks. We need to work hard our entire life. We enjoy as little as possible because we are so busy making someone else rich. And we need to save all the money because one day we will retire and then we can spend it. Which is, in my very humble and personal opinion, a waste, not only of your lifetime, but of the purpose you are actually here. So if you have chosen to build a business that is heart-led, that covers your purpose, where you feel that you are doing exactly what you came for to do and what you are meant to be doing, how about enjoying this process too? Because the truth is, you don't build a business overnight. Building a personal brand, growing audiences, even in the digital space, doesn't happen overnight. If you don't have a network, you will have to build a network. If you don't have an audience, you will have to build an audience. If you don't have a brand, you will have to build a brand. If you don't have an offer, you will have to make that offer. You will learn how to sell, how to generate leads, and how to actually make that money. So this is all a work in progress. And believe me or not, once you have had your successes and you want to level up, you will find yourself again in the process of getting better, of improving, in the process of leveling up. So it is constant work. So many of you do not allow any breaks because the guilt is just so big. And the reason why we are feeling guilty is often connected to the fear of judgment. That fear I'm talking all the time about, no matter if people are hesitant to build a personal brand, to market themselves, to speak about themselves because other people say it's not ethical, or whatever it might be, where you think that your third grade cousin opinion might count more because he or she thinks that building a digital business is nonsense, and whatever people opinions are that make you insecure. The truth is that when we are trying to prove ourselves that we are on the right path, which I have been doing for many years because nobody believed in me, then we ultimately feel guilty when we stop because we want to prove ourselves as soon as possible. We no longer want to listen to those people telling us why we shouldn't be doing things we want to be doing. In my case, it's so often when people say, when are you finally going to settle? When are you finally going to find a country you like? When are you finally going to find a man you're going to marry and have children, blah, 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 blah. This is what I'm hearing all the time. So, of course, I wanted to prove myself that I can make money, do this as soon as possible, because nobody believed that my business will ever make money. And so I was rushing instead of enjoying this entire process, because honestly, putting yourself out there every freaking day deserves every freaking day a celebration and not just moving on like nothing happened. The other thing is that we so often compare ourselves to other people's success stories, not knowing, because nobody ever will tell you the truth. Only when they are very successful, people start speaking about their failures and people start speaking about their setbacks that they have experienced. But in the process, not many people share because there's, again, guilt, embarrassment. Nobody wants to be seen as a failure. But when we compare ourselves to someone else's success story, we ultimately feel guilty for taking a break. Because what if that person that has become so successful so quickly, which we don't even know how quickly it was, but this is our narratives we are creating. What if this person never took a break? Perhaps I shouldn't take a break either because I might be successful quicker. And when we are in this feeling of chasing, of constantly having to be quicker, better than, or even maybe overtake somebody else, we overlook what is important. And these are a few things. It is not only that we overlook when we are making mistakes and don't see them because we don't take the time to look back, look at data, look at insights. And we also overlook opportunities. It's often so clear right in front of us, but if we do and we are stagnant in this doing and doing constantly the same, we overlook opportunities. And we overlook even moments when to make small changes that would be so important and feeling maybe like a setback, but actually moving you forward quicker. When we are chasing something that is not ours, when we are not in tune with our needs, and then with needs, I mean taking a rest, spending time with family, it might be for you going out. Like, I wasn't the person for a long time who enjoyed going out. You know what? The last weeks were just so enjoyable. And it was always unplanned. It was very spontaneous. I had fun. I was sitting with really good people with good intentions and good thoughts and successful people on tables. And I had dinner and drinks and partied. So I'm sure that these conversations, even though it has been a break, quote unquote, have literally brought me further than if I would have been sitting at home and hustling and thinking that I could achieve more or quicker. Because in the end, it doesn't really matter. It is your journey. It is your path. It is your business. Whatever you decide to do, it is yours. And just in any other area in life, perhaps it's time to make these decisions, not publicly, but just for yourself. We don't always have to announce them. We don't have to go on Instagram and say, by the way, I'll be off for the next week. No one cares. I can tell you that. I wasn't on for a couple of days and nobody asked. So take your time, recalibrate, and see what else is happening around you during the time. You might meet people that might inspire you. You even might, I don't know, meet the next client wherever you go. So taking a break and not feeling guilty can be just as inspiring and can get you forward more than you think. So it's your pace. It is your time. It is your break. And I'm encouraging you to do exactly what you need. And before I'm wrapping up this episode, I would love for you to hear this so you don't miss out on the opportunity, because fall is coming soon. If you're feeling invisible, having a hard time to break through the noise, inconsistent with creating content, not knowing what to say and how to say it, but deep down you know your message and your work can change people's lives, then listen up. I have created something so powerful for you. It's called the Magnetic Influence Accelerator, a high-touch group program that helps you build a personal brand and visibility strategy that works for you without being glued to your phone 24/7. This isn't about chasing trends or faking authority. It's about showing up clearly, consistently, so you attract clients, collaborations, podcast invites, and real opportunities that grow your business. Inside the program, you will learn how to clarify your message and story so you always know what to say, create content that feels aligned, not forced, build trust through presence and not pressure, grow visibility beyond social media like pitching podcasts and guest posts. And you get coaching, feedback, and a supportive community so you're never doing it alone. Head over to the show notes. The link for more information is right below. And always remember, if you are building your empire, if you are going big, remember that an empire is not built on a weak foundation, and an empire is not built overnight, no matter how long it takes. If you think you're on the right path, please go for it. And you know that I will always be the person telling you that I believe in you 1000%.